This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Morphing our way with Dr. K into medical issues, but let's not lose sight of the fact that these fires we were talking about and acts of terror do have, in my humble opinion, as the last caller from Sweden said, a common thread. And that thread would be located in Jerusalem today, the rulers of that city today. Not the people, and certainly not those indigenous natives of Palestine, but we're talking about the evil, satanic synagogue of Satan that Jesus pointed the finger at, and he slew them like the dragon will be slain, and they were angry, so much so that they put him on the cross at Calvary. So we're talking a commonality of assaults on freedom, on health, on liberty, to create globalism, one worldism, to create this whole union that cannot hold together, but they're willing to give it a good old try, aren't they? Yes, they are. Now, I was reading, before we go back to the phones, Dr. K, about, and I sent you the article from Summit News, and it has to do with the government of France, the Macron government, which has essentially told anybody affiliated with Our Lady there, I'm talking about Notre Dame Cathedral, and the fires that are of suspicious origin, not to speak to anybody about the fires or about the condition of the buildings or anything they saw in the cathedral. Now, this is from the top. Do not speak to any reporters, especially independent outside reporters. This is what the government of France is telling those who are directly involved with the Cathedral of Notre Dame. This government has, at least reportedly, from every statement I've read, has said that they do not want any interviews with any media about the fires. And why is that, Dr. K? Do you remember the Twin Towers erupted there after the bring down of the towers, and how NBC refused to acknowledge any of the people like Mr. Rodriguez and what they heard in the Twin Towers explosions?
Yes, that's right. And when the cops said that, hey, well, we caught these guys. I mean, you know, they were Israeli nationals. They were in the country illegally. They had gunpowder residues. The dogs reacted positively. What do we do with them? Shut up and get out. You know, you can't do anything. We'll just turn it over to the FBI. That's the infamous. Turn it over to them, and they'll whitewash it all. Turn it over to Michael Chertoff. He'll take care of it. And McCaskey. You know, they'll take care of it. Hey.
Yeah, go and call the feds.
Forget it.
Call the FBI.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Call in the feds.
The FBI was implicated. You know, you go to the foxes, and you ask the foxes to investigate the foxes. Is that what they're saying?
Yep. There you go.
Let's go back to the phones.
They got the system nailed down. Come on, you know. Dr. K or somebody can write a book about it. They don't care, you know. Doesn't make a difference.
No. Well, you know, the sheeple, they refer to us as the sheeple, being led to the slaughter. And they know they control big media. They control academia. They control the churches and the mosques now largely through IRS, the Israeli Revenue Service.
Oh, yeah.
They control the medical profession. You know, so they've got it all wrapped up, as you say, pretty much. But we still have our freedom under God.
We
do. He provides a way.
We have that in America where we can worship freely. We can, you know, there are some countries where you try to get, you know, some kind of thing going outside of the system, and they'll come in and arrest you and torture you. You know, I know, I've met them when I was in the Middle East, some of the kids that got beat and tortured and had marks on their skin, and just because they wanted to practice their faith in a devout. We're very we're highly blessed in the Western world, and that's one thing we have going for us. We have our own internal freedom, and that's wonderful.
We thank God for every bit of it while we have it.
Yeah.
Yes, we
do.
All right, let's take some more calls. 800-313-9443. And Mark in Philadelphia is up next. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Dr. K.
Hi.
This is my first time calling you, Dr. K. On the subject of, you know, all these shenanigans that are going on, this evil, I've been going on for some time. There are these evil forces that want to promote war, and they've promoted war for a very long time.
Yes.
And it's about destroying. Yes. It's about destroying men. It's about destroying souls of men. And it's about traumatizing the rest. And what I'm about to share with you is my own experience. Just very briefly, I happen to have been adopted when I was a child. I had extreme abuse, emotional, physical, mental, emotional, and physical.
Oh yeah.
Till I was about 5-6 years old. Anyway. And I was adopted, had guardians at 6, and then at age 12 was adopted by those same guardians. But that family didn't work out so well either, because at the age of 21, while I was in the Navy, our mother, our adopted mother, took her life. And she took her life on her partner, her husband's birthday, our adoptive father. And
how,
I know there's a... I know,
could that be?
I know there's, and that's while I was serving in the Navy. I was in the Navy. I was due to get out in 4 months anyway. And I know, Rick, that there is a God and he has grace, because God did not let me put two and two together until after our adoptive father died. He died 8 years later. Now, he was older. He was old enough to be our grandparents. Okay, he was born in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 60. Anyway, but the thing is, I figured out, what put two and two together? He was a pedophile. He molested my little sister while I was in the Navy. God didn't want me to find that out, because had he, something, I don't know why, what might have happened. But so that was very traumatic for me. It was devastating to our family. It destroyed the family. It nearly destroyed me. And I was running to and fro trying to figure out, you know, which way is up. I lost all my references. I grew up in the Bible Belt of America in southern Missouri, but that didn't matter either, Rick, because those that would call themselves Christians, you know what they do when people, somebody commits suicide? Most of them run because they're cowards, okay? So 2 years ago, and what I'm talking about with war, I discovered my father, something about my father's side, my natural father's side. I found out that my... I have an older half brother. He was in Vietnam, okay. But my,
right.
I found out my father was in World War II at the end. He was just old enough to get in. My grandfather, his father, went in right after Pearl Harbor to World War II, and he was just young enough. He was almost 42. The age cutoff was 42 back then. He served, and my father served, and I've also found out that my great great grandfather served in the Civil War, out of Pennsylvania, although I have no family here whatsoever. 1843, he was born. 1863, in September, he was mustered in. In May, and this is what's significant, in May of 64, he was in the Battle of the Wilderness. Now, the Battle of the Wilderness is not noted in our history books, as, you know, because neither side won. Now, if you don't have a winner and a loser, then, you know, why even write about it, right? So not a lot of attention was put on that battle, but there's about 170,000 guys from both sides, and that was Grant against Lee. Neither side won, but it was a fierce battle for 3 days. It was a fierce battle for 3 days. The first day of the battle, my great-grandfather was captured and taken prisoner, and he was taken to where? Andersonville. Which was the worst prison of the Civil War. Many consider it was the worst. It was 65 acres, open-air prison. There was a creek running through it. There was 45,000 men, approximately 45,000, that went through the camp, through the prison. 13,000 died within weeks of entering out of the 45,000. within weeks because they would drink from the stream because they would get thirsty. And if they drank from the stream, they would die. They'd catch a disease and die. So are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. My great-great-grandfather was there from the middle of May of 64 to the end of April 65 when the war was over and the Confederates, you know, gave up, surrendered, and they opened all the prison gates and let everybody go. He survived 11 months in hell. Now, why I'm bringing this up is when I was a kid growing up in a country school in southern Missouri, and through elementary school, middle school, and into high school, I did very well in scholastics, and I liked history, especially ancient history. But when the subject came up for Civil War, I didn't want to have a darn thing to do with it. I thought it was the stupidest thing. And my classmates would repeatedly through the years ask me, why are you so upset? I don't know. I just don't like it. Right? Well, I'm going to tell you now. This I've learned about this something called epigenetics, and I don't know if it's valid or not, but it seems that biblically the sins of the father are carried on. Well, maybe the other stuff's carried on too. The traumas. When I that was my feelings about the Civil War when I was growing up. When I was in my 30s, I started having dreams, and these dreams are like lucid dreams. One time I had a mini breakdown experience, and then I went into a trance, and I was actually in it. I found myself, the next thing I know, I'm in a field. I had my eyes closed. I was in a field, walking through this field, and everywhere I looked, there were young men and boys suffering and dying on a battlefield, and I knew right then that I was in the Civil War. Now, I don't know if that was a DNA memory connected or whatever.
It's got to be a DNA memory thing. I think so.
So here's why I'm calling to ask you, because in this life, I've with all this trauma from this life, and maybe the connection with that trauma, I'm telling you, I have what they call PTSD. I've been told I have complex PTSD because I was not only traumatized once, but multiple times, repeated. And they're starting to note that's I carry the stress in my body. Much of it until just a few years ago was I was unconscious to until I was in my 30s, I had no memory of my childhood, none. And then when I started having memories, they were bad memories. They were memories of, you know, bad things that were happening, and it was scary. Yeah. And when I would have these memories, my body would be, it was as if I was there again, and feeling the trauma, my body would shake, and so I've still got residual of that. I am trying to heal. My intention is to heal.
It sounds like your adrenal glands are in hyperdrive. You could probably shoot me an email. I might maybe try to recommend some things to reboot your
system. What's your email address?
It's a droregano@gmail.com.
droregano, R-O-O-R-E-G-A-N-O.
Listen, Mark, you know, I think you're on your speakerphone, and you're echoing back into the system. So can you just turn down your speakerphone and pick up the receiver?
Well, actually, I'm on an internet phone, and I don't have it's not on speaker. But I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, all right, you have the address. Why don't you communicate directly with Dr. K at droregano@gmail.com, okay?
Thank you.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right? I think he's got it. All right. Okay, thank you. Thanks for your call. It's a long one, but it's worth listening because he's not alone, Dr. K, in that situation. There are a number of people I know, a few, who have, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The genes hold all that stuff. Of course they do. They cross over.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so hopefully we've helped Mark out a little bit, too. 1-800-313-9443. We have, I believe, Marty from Idaho on the phone who wants to ask a question or make a comment. Hello, are you there, Marty?
Yeah, hi. I figured I better call while the doctor's on. I am really good. I'm a senior citizen in my 80s, but I'm really healthy. Occasionally I screw up and do things that I wasn't on top of my gums. I have an area of my gum that is, it's an infective. I got the gland, you know, whatever. So I ran out of my juice of wild oregano, and I think I should go out and get some more today, don't you?
Well, it's great stuff. If you hold it there against that area, it'll heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so I prefer it to the oil. I really like the juice. I've been using it for years.
Oh, well, then just hold it in the mouth as long as you can.
I do anyway. Even when I'm taking it for other things, I keep it for. And I just wanted to thank you. In 2012, I received this huge box of books from Dr. K, because I called into Rick's show, and I guess I was awarded these books, and I've read all. I've got The Science in the Name of God, I've read, and The Wrongly Blamed, and then there's the two volumes of The Magnificent Message. And
yes.
I find them to be very interesting. Now, that's your translation. That's different from what most of these Muslims read, other Muslims read, that where all the bad stuff is in it. Because I'm not finding any bad things.
Yeah, the bad stuff is basically the Jewish lobby, you know, emphasizing and forcing some misinterpretation issues and manipulating. And, you know, like the 72 virgins, that's from them. It's not in the Quran. So when you start that propagandizing, then people will say, well, that Quran's that book that has all of this. The title, I have a new version of it where I've improved it and, you know, corrected a few mistakes, because you do 1,000-page book, you're going to have some blunders. Anyway, I think I'm going to call it The Holy Book They Don't Want You to Know About. Otherwise, why would they say all of this negative, not even true stuff, you know?
Well, even these two volumes that I have, you could call it that too, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I could, but I've changed it a little bit. In other words, I made it into one volume, and I made a couple of minor errors, so those are corrected, and yeah.
Were you talking about errors in translation, Dr. K?
No, actually, a couple of the, you call them verses, a couple of the sections didn't make it in. It's just basically an abridged, you could call it
omission.
An abridged.
Okay.
An omission, an error, when back then we somehow made a mistake, and there were a couple sections where, and a couple minor errors in translation, but no, I mean, what you have is the only English easy-to-read translation of the Quran. I still have some that people can just pay the postage and get them from Mr. Adams. I don't want anything
for them.
Yeah,
I still have
them.
A few myself here.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's what
I
I'm saying.
Order them from. Whatever you'd like to order, folks, you can do.
Let me just ask one more question, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
K.
Go ahead.
Would you suggest on my gum? It's just one side of my mouth. You know, one. I screwed up.
What is it? Traumatized?
Three times a day. Would you say two times?
Twice a day. Three times a day.
I'll do three times a day.
Okay. Yeah.
Super. Thank you much. I appreciate it. Bye.
You betcha.
Bye. Bye.
All right. I don't know if she, Mary's not there anymore, if she has lesions or what. Sometimes you get lesions or, I know, canker sores and so forth. And
different, something happened there. Yeah.
Well, the oil of oregano and the juice also seem to get rid of those sores pretty readily, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. K?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, no question about it, yeah. Yeah, they both would work.
Davey in Texas has a question for us now, I believe, or a comment. Davey in Texas is up on the air. Hello. You're on the air with
Dr. K. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Hey, I just want to give you a heads up there, Rick. I just happened to see a minute ago where a federal judge in Austin, Texas, ruled against the pretend state of Texas in this anti-BDS legislation they had for this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know if you'd heard about
that. Yeah, that was a decision that I read about yesterday, yeah. That was apparently a good decision that struck down the ordinance or the BDS, Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, movement, because he said it was a violation of free speech. So not all judges are bad or corrupt.
That's true, and the truth is so huge. That's what I like about you having Dr. K on. But, you know, when you started the program talking about the scriptures, well, I've diligently for the last 45 or 50 years gone through, especially the first five books of the Bible, with an electron microscope looking for a proselyte to Talmudic Judaism. And there are no proselytes to Talmudic Judaism in the first five books of the Bible. So the Jewish terror state cannot be Israel.
There you go. I get you.
I get you. Thank you, Davey.
True.
We're going to take a break now. All right? We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, I think we've answered Dave's question or responded to his comment, and we have the break. So I don't believe he's with us anymore, but he makes a good point. And first five books of the Christian Bible are not for they who call themselves Judah and they who pretend to be something they're not. Now, that's the ultimate irony, isn't it? These people
who commit acts
of terror. Well, they commit acts of terror in our country against Americans.
Oh, definitely.
They call themselves Arabs. They call themselves Muslims, and they call themselves Italians, and they call themselves Greeks and so forth, but they're not. And here they are in the Scriptures calling themselves Israel, and they're not. So I think there's a parallelism here, if I'm not mistaken. And one of our listeners, by the way, is coming up, I think, next, once again brings to our attention what we heard in previous weeks on the chat room as well, deadlyexperiment.chatango.com, that supposedly, I guess, Michelle Obama and some others of the global elite had been in France at the time of the Notre Dame Cathedral fire and apparently were celebrating. So, I don't know. I mean, what are the chances? How about the Bataclan Theater in Paris, huh, Dr. K? You remember that was sold
to Jewish family? That was owned by that Jewish chap, right? And he had,
Yeah, and then they sold it, and a few days later they had that terrorist incident, huh?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Boy, they put a lot of dapper cadaver dummies all staged on the dance floor there. That was quite a traumatic dance. They must have really had too much of that hard stuff and smoked a little too much dope or something. They all collapsed. And then did you see where they took that big sweeping machine and made the blood just sort of sweeped it around?
Yeah.
You could see the brush marks from the big
I mean, I didn't hear Lenny Posner say that Noah was found there at that time.
Noah wasn't there, and Noah wasn't in the mosque either in New Zealand.
Noah wasn't there, and he wasn't in Newtown, Connecticut.
No.
Well, here we go. All right, let's take the next call. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr. Come on up. Yes, Murr. You're on.
You can hear
there?
Me now, huh? I hear
you. Yes,
I hear you. Yes.
There. Yeah, so you got my emails. Dr. K, do you still have the research at hotmail.com mail also?
You know, I do. I don't even know how to get into it. Because my password's not working, so who knows who's emailing me. But, wow, you got something?
Well, I sent what I sent to Rick to that, but then I heard you giving the other address to Mark, so I sent it to that address also.
Yeah, the Dr. Oregano one is the one he uses all the time.
What
yeah,
did you say? Okay, you sent
that.
Something. All right. Well, somebody said something about somebody being a Satanist or something. I mean, you know, we got to take it easy on that stuff. I mean, we already know where the source of corruption is. It's one source, not six, not black popes and white popes, and now somebody sends me an email saying that the Prophet Muhammad's the bad. I mean, if now we're going to distract ourselves from who the real source of all the trouble on the face of the earth is? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. What
I wanted to call you about, we have a beautiful snowstorm going on here right now, April 27th.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting warmer, all the time. Global warming. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I ran into a science teacher at a library and was saying something, and she says, "Oh, so you don't believe in global warming?" She said, "Oh," she said, "that's part of the global warming."
Yes, that's the result.
I said, they have
of it,
climate
yes.
change all the time. I said, "They're not only manipulating the reporting; they're manipulating the weather itself." You know. So
yeah.
I don't know. This is a teacher.
So what's your number one?
There'll always be a winter and there'll always be a summer until it's over. But God, and I believe God over these so-called scientists anyway. Go ahead. Yes,
I do too. I do too. But she, I asked her. The Holy Spirit had me ask her. I think she, and I said, "Please tell me that none of these young ones are going for this flat Earth thing." And she just didn't know what to say. But earlier at another visit, the one that was doing the librarian work, it was just she and I in there and was talking. People tend to confide in me right away. I guess I have an honest face. I am about honest to the point of stupidity, but but with a loving way. But she told me about her brother dying last August, and then since then, 10 people around her have died. And And I said something about he was needing them in the spirit world to help, and I asked her, I said, "Do you know Jesus?" I said, "Peace that passes understanding," and she didn't answer, so I figured she, whatever. But it was just she and I, so that was
so fine. So give us the punchline.
Oh, about that?
About what you're calling about?
There really wasn't one, but what I wanted to tell you about was the Walter White interview of Rosenthal, that just a gift that keeps on giving.
Okay.
And how White had asked him, or had told him in part of this interview, "You are masters of deceit, and this cunning practice of yours has allowed your people to infiltrate the governments throughout the world." And Rosenthal says, "Why not? Why shouldn't we take over the banks, the universities, the churches, and the government if the Gentiles are not intelligent enough to run them? I could not have talked
that's
way
in the
a few
interview
years
you
ago."
Did. Yeah, Walter White. Do you remember that interview?
Yeah.
Dr. K, are you familiar with
it? I think so. Hey, whatever happened to Harvey Weinstein?
Well, it was born out to be true anyway.
He's got a little bit of secrecy in his appeals. Apparently, they're behind closed doors negotiating.
we got to take a break.
Can I give you what he says after?
Listen, we'll take a break, come and wrap up, all right? Stay where you are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, now, and I'm not sure. Is Murr still there? Are you still there, Murr, or are you gone?
I am. I just
gone.
Wanted to say...
All right, go ahead. You had something else to say.
Yeah, just that Walter White added in the fall of 83. They had minimalized what, you know, Rosenthal said about taking over the churches, but the Supreme Court passed the IRS sanctions for churches, you know. So, of course, God is a spirit. Just have him meet in your heart all the time.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Rosenthal is, that's something I'm using again on television, my TV programs, is that interview in which he spilled the beans and they wrote him out pretty fast.
Well, I think God is behind keeping that available, you know, because it's the one thing that's like a modern protocols.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's really an admission on his part that we control the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
All the what the Bible calls the four hidden dynasties, the political, the economic, the academic, which includes media, and the religious. So those are hidden to the world. They don't know they're being lied to every day, but some of us do, and you're one of them. So, all right, Murr, thank you. Dr. K has to leave us right now. But Dr. K,
Again, the people who are listening who really want help and don't want to waste your time and just want to ask you for some help or get the books, what's the best way? The email? Is that the best way to contact?
If they want to get the Quran version just for free with paying the postage or the other ones, you have those. But for me, it's droregano@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Very good. It's been very helpful, and it's good getting together with you again today, Dr. K. You've been very informative, as you.
And the spruce, you can look on AmericanWildFoods.com or KazIngram.com.
Yeah.
That spruce is something extremely special, so have a look at that for people.
You came up with that yourself, you said.
Yeah, I came up with it because I ate some off a tree, and I never felt so powerful and strong and... And so, I don't know, it did something for me. So I said, how am I going to get this out and make an extract without killing the active ingredients? And I figured it out, you know. And now they put it on the market.
Do you have sufficient quantities to offer it?
Well, the pickers are constantly looking for it and sending me more. You know, it's...
Well, that's the thing, hope,
there's a lot of spruce
of
trees
product.
In
the... I know,
yeah, I think
I know,
there's enough
you're
of that.
Get them... Yeah, I hope so, because some of the product is... tougher to find now, isn't it, these days?
That's right. Some of that wild stuff, you can't even get it from them, you know. So,
well, Jeff Bezos wants it all. He wants it all for his divorce settlements and with Amazon and Whole Foods and the Washington Toast and the CIA. He needs it for the boys. You know? All
so
right,
I tell
hey,
people, yeah, I tell people to buy from other sources. Come on, give somebody else some business for once.
By the way, I can mention it. Go to North American Urban Spice right online right now. Type it in your search engine, North American Herb and Spice Company in Illinois, in the Chicago area, and you will get a catalog free, and you'll be able to order because I have found nobody that has compared with them in price and quality.
And quality.
Very
and efficacy. Yeah. Yes. Nice to talk to you, my friend.
You.
Keep in touch.
I will.
I know.
I will. Praise God.
Bye
praise
bye.
The Lord. Thank you, Dr. K. All right. Well, I'm always happy to talk to Dr. K, folks, because he is an eye-opener, and he is a very good source of health and nutrition and friendship with me. And, what can I say? You know, some people don't like Dr. K. Some people don't like me, I'm sure, quite a few. But you know what? We carry on anyway, because it's not about being liked or being loved. It's about doing what God has sent you to do. And I know everybody wants to play God in this world, and unfortunately, there is only one. And when you start trying to judge others, ultimately, their souls, you cannot judge. You can certainly observe their behavior. You can observe their evil deeds, but you cannot judge, in the end, who goes where, because only He and He alone and make that determination. Okay, I think we have a couple of more calls before I get on to my other topics. Bill in Wisconsin is on the line, and we just didn't have time with Dr. K, but come on up, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Rick. I did want to ask him some health questions, but I'll try to figure that out some other way. I'm in north central Wisconsin. If Myrrh is getting snow, she's in the southern portion, because that was the weather report for today. Southern Wisconsin was going to get the snow. But I'd sure like to talk with her at some point. I'll give Sam my phone number, and if she wants to give me a call, I'd certainly like to hear from her. The other thing, now, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Trump has got to change the letters on his hat now. Okay, it was MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again. But now it's M-A-V-A, okay, Make America Vaccinate Again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that yesterday?
I was going to bring that up, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Okay.
Well, that's Mr. Anti-Vaccination one day and Mr. Pro-Vaccination the next day. Yes, he said you've got to get those measles.
I think he's, part of the deep state. Hillary was so bad, they had to come up with something that was different. And you know, Rick, I was calling in telling everybody, vote for Trump, because I thought he was going to dismantle this deep state. But instead, he keeps appointing people. The most recent, he got rid of that sweetie, Kirsten, whatever her name was.
Nielsen. Yeah.
The sweetie for General Kelly, and she was Homeland Security. Now, who did he put in there? An Obama holdover. So, you know, it just doesn't matter. And,
well, it's
I've only been fooled twice in my voting career. I voted for Reagan the first time. I was sorry I did that. I voted for Trump this time. I'm sorry I did that. So,
don't make it three times, or three times, you know, you strike out.
Well,
you don't want to do that, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway,
the moral of the story, you know, I told you from the beginning, and I don't deride or I don't belittle people, because I know we've all been through this, but I try to tell people the only war that is going to win is the spiritual warfare, God's warfare against Satan, because there's only two in this world that we're fighting with or against, okay, him or Satan, and there's no hope politically at the top of the apex in this country any longer than ever was. It has to come from beneath. And I told you, it's a spiritual battle. Get on your knees and repent, because America is being ruled by tyrants and despots, and God has appointed them. Read it in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4. What can I say? Can I say any more?
Well,
that's all.
I think we're headed for a chastisement. You know,
we are.
Yeah, the sooner the better. You know,
amen. But you know, Bill, you and I are probably old colleagues from the Birch Society.
Oh, I go way back.
You know,
yeah,
I do too. So I learned a lot, even about the Birch Society later and other things. So I don't really trust anything anymore with any degree of perfect confidence. The only thing I really trust is his word, because it never let me down. Thank you,
my friend, Bill.
I hope you feel well.
Where I am religiously, so yeah. But
I don't care what church you go to.
I told you, CMRI.org. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
They are sede vacantis. In other words, the papal office has not been held for quite some time prior, John Paul, prior to him even, John the 23rd. So, you know, we're on the outs in the, you know, Catholic religion, in the official religion, but they're no longer Catholic. I mean, they're setting up part of this one world religion, Francis. He, you know, you look at the old writings of the church, he's not even qualified to hold the office, let alone pontificate. So,
Bill, one of them that I know of, many do, like I think it was Mel Gibson's father, Hutton, was in,
well,
the, in the church.
I knew him personally.
Yeah.
I knew
sure,
him personally.
Sure, me too.
I was out in California at the time. I was principal of a small school out there, and he came to visit the family that ran the school, and I knew him and, you know, talked with him for quite some time. I think he's still alive. I'm not sure. Now,
I haven't talked to him in years.
Mel Gibson, I think he was supposed to come out with some kind of film
movie
on the New World Order.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything about that?
I think the movie that?
That
somebody told me about was Resurrection. Does that sound familiar?
No, it doesn't.
Resurrection?
No.
Well, that's the title somebody mentioned to me about, as far as the Mel Gibson's endeavors. So I'm not sure. I'd have to look in. Yeah, but my point was that Mel Gibson and his father, rather, subscribed to the Pope is Anti-Pope Church doctrine,
right.
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, you know, we're in agreement there, anti-pope or, you know, no pope. not even Catholic, so how can he be holding
thank you.
Off?
Thank you.
But anyway,
Keep the faith.
Yeah. Have Sam take my phone number. I want to talk with Murr.
All right, she should be calling back in. He'll take your phone number. Stay on the line. Sam, you can pick up.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, Bill. All right, take care now. All right, always colorful. You know, one minister on a local station I used to work at years ago used to refer to that dope, the Pope, he used to say. Oh, my goodness, a lot of people probably didn't like that, but he'd refer to him as that dope, the Pope. Well, he, and at that time it wasn't Francis, but, these popes and these anti-pope popes, if you will, are definitely chosen from within the catacombs, I think, and they are representative in this past century or so, particularly as post-Vatican II, great apostasia within the church, infiltration by these Kenites, as I keep telling you, and they've infiltrated every institution that is on the face of this earth. They have taken over political parties. They orchestrate political events, taken over universities. That's your hidden dynasty in academia. They've taken over the media, obviously. And, in all factions, most of all, they've taken over all the churches that are 501c3. And don't tell me, not my pastor, but my pastor, he's honest. He teaches the Word of God. And then I ask him, well, can he tell me who the Kenites are? And then invariably, he says, "Why? Who?" And I say, "Have a nice day, my friend." I know the answer to that one. Mel Gibson's father, Hutton, I used to interview a few times on local radio right after 9/11. I guess it was 2005 or so by that time. And I had to get a kick out of this one. He used to say, "If you want me to believe in a Holocaust, don't bring me a survivor. And if you want me to believe in gas chambers, don't bring me a doorknob." And I just laughed hysterically at that because it was actually quite lucid in as far as I'm concerned in thinking. All right, let's take Tim in Washington now is on the line. And Tim, you're up on the program.
Yeah, Rick, just some constructive criticism, and it's going to be like acid on the ears. The clock's been burned, so I don't have much time, but, I mean, you know them by their fruits, Rick. We got the internet now. We know about Islam. We know about Muhammad's 9-year-old wife. We know about 100 million blacks being enslaved, many of them castrated, which they used as the bulwark. We know about the genocide of Islam in India. Some say as many as 800 million, at least a couple hundred million. I mean, everywhere this religion goes, it's nothing but just murder, rape, mayhem, bloodshed. I mean, come on,
we got
the internet now.
About 8 million in America today, 8 million Muslims. Do you see all of that taking place in America today? I don't know.
No, they got the internet, Rick. They're on the internet. They're not even Muslim anymore. They're just Muslim in practice.
Well, I mean, you know, can you say categorically, though, that all these incidents and all of these so-called terror chapters are perpetrated by Muslims? Are you saying
that? No, absolutely. I'm saying is that what kind of religion actually breeds people where you got the Mossad and you got other outside elements that could come in and take some primitive ancient Bedouin religion and create suicide bombers? How many suicide bombers and mass killers do you see among Christians, Rick? Where are they at?
I don't know who the Christians
are. Where
are
they all at?
I know the Christians. Well, let me ask you this question. Do you understand that in war, for instance, Christians are killing Christians, Christians are killing Muslims, Christians are killing each other? They've been doing that for centuries. Christians have been killing in war. They've been killing in battlefields. And I don't see any criticism of that. Why?
You mean the organized religion? You mean Catholicism and the Crusades? You're talking about that? which was actually a reaction.
No, no, I'm
with
even
the Muslims
talking, no, 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 we don't have to go back that far. I'm even talking about now in the 20th century. We had brother killing brother in Europe, Americans killing their brothers in Germany and in Russia and in France and in Austria.
Well, you got the Canaanites.
That's
wait a minute.
On a massive scale.
It gets back
and
to the Canaanites.
Who are they doing it for?
Well, the Canaanites got in there, and they were able to engineer all these world wars. They were able to get control of these governments.
That's what I'm saying. You see, it's not just one
another
group or one group of people, but they're
now,
working
you,
for
listen,
that one seed line of Cain is what all I'm saying to you.
Rick, you got a religion. You got a religion, which I'm telling you, that the seeds of it, you're able to take these people. Look at what they do to women. Look at their societies now and the way they're constructed. 29 dictatorships. Among Muslims. I mean, come on. Just take a look.
Well, look, I'm not a Muslim, so I can't speak for them. All I can speak for is what I see in the Christian, so-called Christian religion. And what I see is not a pretty picture either. What I'm saying is all religions have been used and commandeered, and they have been corrupted and infiltrated by the sons and daughters of Cain. And that's their job, to get them to kill each other. That's all I'm saying as well. Think about that. All right? I'm sorry, we got a break. But, Tim, I appreciate your call every time. Believe me, I do. Thank you. We got a break. All right, folks, we'll come right back. It's the limited time we have. Rick Adams on Tim.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Hello.
Don't forget, those of you who listen to us, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is on in the UK every day, weekdays, with his programs. You might want to give a listen and listen to what Eurocentrism is about. White nationalism, you can call it whatever you want, but you're hearing the Israel of God. And that's on www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Look up our interviews, Rick Adams with Andrew, and you will find them on the archive page as well. And our channel, which still is up, ladies and gentlemen, haven't taken us all down yet, although they're working on it, on Google, of course, on YouTube, I'm talking, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. That is the television show, which I do locally, and we just did a bunch of shows, but haven't got them up yet. Haven't been edited and broadcast yet, but they will be. Here's the story that one of our great listeners referred to earlier, and that was the case involving the U.S. District Court judge who shot down enforcement of the anti-BDS regulation that requires contractors to certify they do not support a boycott of the poor little tiny innocent besieged state that calls itself Israel. And that judge, I guess he's going to be needing Dr. K's services pretty soon, or he'll be needing an undertaker, or probably meeting before a panel of judicial discipline. But Judge Robert Pittman in Austin has blocked enforcement of that Texas state law that requires contractors to certify that they do not support any boycott of the exclusivist Jewish state. Isn't that, now you see, that's why these stupid, dumb politicians who are lapdogs for the Zionist cabal are actually kidding and laughing at you, the American public, because they know darn right well that all they need do is just obey when the fingers are snapped, you know, jump as high as we tell you, and they will pass through any bill, any piece of legislation, even if it mandates the castration of those who oppose the racist Jewish state. And it'll take a court, like this one, to block it or strike it down or find it totally reprehensible, evil, and unconstitutional. So, you see, Congress is not the solution. The White House is not the solution. Ultimately, the federal government and the courts is not the solution, because they, in and of themselves, are in violation of the Constitution by the illegal 14th Amendment. They should not be even hearing these cases. If states want to adopt the Constitution that is their own Constitution, then obviously they have that right. But do not attempt to impose, good or bad, a federal edict on the states. You know, I don't have much time, but in my own local state, we do have some good news from a local town in Boroughville, where a councilman has proposed this ordinance that is what he calls a he calls it a zone of protection for those who believe in the Second Amendment, so the town will not enforce any confiscation or any interference with the right to keep and bear arms. And we'll talk about that more in the future, but unfortunately I'm out of time. Didn't get to everything today, but I think we had a very good program. Thank you all for contributing. Pro and con, folks, we enjoy it all. In the end, it's God who rules, and he has the final say. We give him the glory. Until next time, next week, Rick Adams saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless the land.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.